official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Friday morning. And as always, if you're just getting started, it's 7:37. And of course, we ask you every single morning, because every single morning I see something different. And it impresses upon me to impress upon you, please be careful driving in. Make sure you're watching out for school kids. There are kids that are walking to school. There are kids that are standing at bus stops. And there are kids that are getting onto buses, not to mention the school buses, not to mention the school zones. Please slow down, stay engaged, and get there safely. And let me just tell you, if you want to reach out to Team OPT, we're located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com, or simply phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658. Well, you know what I want to do? I want to get right on point. You know how I tell you guys every single Friday that I have to unrobe myself? Well, it is already hot in the house. So before we've even started any real women, any real talk, I've had to take off a layer already or two. So let me just introduce you to our beautiful ladies on this Friday morning. Lamia Solomon, of course, from Wood Forest Bank. She is the bank manager. I got it right. Didn't call it Lake, but called it Wood. Darlene St. Romain, the executive director of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. We've got a new face in the house this morning, Shervette Jazzy Washington. She's a certified diva president. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that. It's a social club. And of course, Lisa Campo. Lisa is now got a new title. She is an agent for American National Insurance Company. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And so we start Real Women, Real Talk. First of all, I want to start with everybody's kind of got a new look. Shervette, it's our first meeting. She's beautiful. Darlene's got a new look. Lisa's got a new look. And Lamia's got a new look. Let's first of all talk about what those looks are about, those new hairdos.
Well, you know, I just cut mine off. It was hot. It's summertime. I wanted to cut off. And then I said, well, if I cut it off short, maybe I'll meet a different type of man.
So you were looking for a new do.
Just a new do, yeah.
Now let me go around the table. Darlene, you've got a new do. Bring that mic down a little bit for you. Hang on. Let me go to Lisa's new do. Nobody's on
but me. Let me just take over. I'm gonna take over. Nobody's on but me.
Are we on now?
Uh-huh. You are, Lisa. Go ahead, Darlene. What's your new? And Darlene's got on very vivacious turquoise. She's wearing.
Is it turquoise blue?
Yes. And the turquoise blue lipstick. Never seen it before. Hot, hot, hot.
Yes, I love it. It's by Keisha Core.
Uh oh.
I love her lipsticks. I love change. I love different things. And of course, I have all these beautiful colors on because we're getting ready for our spring into fitness.
Amen.
With that fight against childhood obesity. And of course, Cupid is gonna be there.
Oh, you know, my goodness!
Nice. For the kids. So this weekend, up until April the 7th, we're gonna be flashing a lot of color.
Flashing a lot of color. And I'm gonna tell you one thing: Shervette is looking hot. All the ladies are looking hot. Do you see? You're gonna have to get a picture because everybody is looking really hot. Shervette, you've got a just the cutest little do. What's going on with that? I mean,
short
it is sweet,
simple.
Short and simple. And
yes.
It is sassy,
yes.
Sassy.
Thank you.
So, Lisa Campo, what's going on with your new do?
Well, you know, I've been home studying for the last 6 months or so, and I've been doing the ponytail mama soccer mom ponytail thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so when I finally went back out into the world and crawled from beneath my rock, I decided I need to layer it up a little bit and just take it. Just grows like a bush, so I had to lighten it up, layer it up, get some of that thickness off, and I've had this look before. If you've ever watched Friends, it's the Rachel hairdo, just a little bit longer. I just brought the Rachel back.
You just brought the Rachel back?
I brought the Rachel back. I've done it before.
Hey,
and roll it out again.
And let me roll over here to Charvette Robinson. I've got a Charvette and a Charvette. Charvette, good morning and welcome back to the OPT. What's up with your do over there? She's got the side sweep and the kind of... What we rocking right there?
Simple and short, but cute.
Simple, short, and cute. Well, you know what? We are so honored to have all of you guys in the studio this morning. And what Real Women Real Talk is about, it's not only about what you guys are doing, because every single woman here is doing something great in their community, but it's about real women sharing real conversations. And this morning, what God put on my heart, and I want you all to share, because I know that all of you have aspirations in business. You're all doing great things. I want to talk about, first of all, Lisa Campo, how do we as women get out of our own way?
Well, that's a really tough question to answer. However, you know me.
Because we're all struggling with it in some way or another.
First, I'd like to give a special holler out to Miss Holly Sanders this morning, who's just let me know she's listening in to us ladies. So thank you, Holly. We appreciate you.
Holly, good morning. Good morning, welcome to On Point Real Women Real Talk. Okay, go with it, Lisa.
Now, getting out of our own way, we are our biggest hurdles. We are our biggest challenges. And, you know, just doing this show is a testimony to our own souls, because this is better than any therapy you could ever pay for and listen into, ladies, if you're out there listening in. To get out of our own way, we have really got to be honest with ourselves. We've got to be humble with ourselves. And, you know, I was thinking this morning, a couple of weeks ago, we all have opportunities, or not say opportunity, we all have moments in our life where we're angry. We're angry with ourselves, but we direct it at our children, at our spouses, at our coworkers, at our friends. We direct it at the Lord. Have you ever been so mad or so disappointed in yourself that you stop in your tracks and you scream to the Lord, whatever it is that is on your heart, the burden with anger, whether it be a death or not success in a marriage or a career, whatever. You have really got to stop at that point. Again, I say this all the time. When life gets too hard to stand, you've got to fall to your knees and pray. And if you are that obstacle, then move yourself to your knees and get to praying. Because there is no one in this world who can fix it, change make it, but you. And all these people who stand around and point, I don't have because of her or because of the government or because of the whatever, my bosses, whatever. Baby, it is you. No matter how screwed up our government is, you better turn it inward, because it ain't a party, it ain't a person, it ain't a company, it ain't a spouse. It is you. You set the beat to the tone of your life, and if you don't get that beat right, you are your own obstacle.
Absolutely. And for you, Darlene, you're a woman who is handling a lot in business, not only in the people that you employ, but the things that you do for the community, the things that you do for your family, just the things that you do overall. How do you manage to get out of your way so that God can have his way? How do you do that on a daily basis?
First and foremost, when I get up in the morning, my priority is to meditate. Simply take out some time for myself with the Lord, only myself and the Lord. I go in my quiet space, I say a good prayer, and I just get going, and I don't stop until I get it done.
Wow. Don't stop until you get it done. For you, Lamia, what's the hardest part for you getting out of your way, or how do you manage to get out of your way? Or have you
been laughing at me already, because you know I'm going to say something crazy. No, I'm not. In all actuality, now is I'm at that changing point. So it,
are you
I was
at that
worse.
Kind of fork in the road?
Actually, I was really bad off younger, and now I'm at that point where I say, you know what, that didn't work for me younger. I need to change myself now. You know, I prayed, went to therapy, counseling, all of that. But really, like Lisa said, the only person that can fix you is God, really. He comes in and he gives you that peace.
And we know that. We know that, Charvette. But are we able to do that? Are we able to let him be the fixer? How do you deal with those obstacles when you just are trying to get out of God's way to let the miracle, so to speak, happen? How do you do that?
I agree totally with Darlene. I think it is possible. I'm one that pray a lot. I'm a praying person. foremost, like Darlene say, you have to humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you have times and situations where it seems a little hard, you still got to always remember who and whose you are,
mm-hmm.
and why you are in the position that you're in. So at that point in time, yeah, we fall short sometimes and get out of ourselves sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, that's when God just step in and say, hey,
mm-hmm.
get back.
Absolutely. Get out of the way.
That's right.
And so, Charvette, I know you're a praying woman, first lady, you know, and I know that you have a lot of obstacles, too. How do you deal with the challenges of getting out of the way so that those things that we know are coming, so that they can come? How do you do that?
First and foremost, God above anything.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the ladies were saying that you have to pretty much get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But until you allow God to step in and be in the way for you,
mm-hmm.
you can't allow yourself to get out of the way.
Wow, that's powerful.
And so a lot of times we as women, we as people, we build a crutch around and with everything else, and we say, well, we have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But not knowing that all along, it doesn't matter if we try it or not,
mm-hmm.
God is still in control.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so above all, I mean, yes, we can step back and get out of the way,
mm-hmm.
but we can always say that. But if we don't allow God do that,
mm-hmm.
then we're not stepping out of the way.
Absolutely.
And so for me, the point is God is number one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that can actually make us move out of the way so that we can prosper in whatever his calling is for us.
Correct. Absolutely. And, you know, I think we all have free will. And I think for every woman who's in this room and every woman who's listening, some of us have it figured out and some of us are trying to figure it out. And it really goes back to the authenticity of self. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We want people to be real. We want you to be real. And we want you to stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back on Friday with Real Women, Real Talk. Stay with us. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Real women, real talk.
Is the black church keeping black women single?
People at church, they say whatever you do, you go to school,
you get your education.
You graduate, you get a career, and then.
Right.
Okay, well, then becomes 40 years old.
Wow.
Then I got it. Started working at the newspaper while I'm trying to get myself together.
Get your career going.
About 30.
What's wrong with you?
Why you not? Now these people.
They done changed their story. It's the same people.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Friday, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology, McDonald's of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellite, American Wholesale Mattress, and the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Now, if you're just tuning in to Real Women, Real Talk, let me tell you who's here this morning. Lamia, Darlene, Shervette, Lisa Campo, and Charvette Robinson. And I tell you, I knew it was going to heat up. I knew it was going to heat up when the women walked through the door. So I took my scarf off and took my sweater off, and I can't take nothing else off. I got a sleeveless shirt on. And so during the break, we always have just very interesting discourse. And so Charvette, not to be confused with Charvette, walks over to me and she says to me, "Don't call me the first lady on the radio. And why did you say that?"
Well, first of all, the title first lady, I don't so much believe in that particular title.
Why?
And I find
why
that people judge you by what you're called by.
Mm.
And I always say, and this is something my husband can attest to, Reverend Ananias Robinson, I'm not one that has to have props when he's up preaching.
Mm-hmm.
God called him to preach.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, and I found in being, while he is in the ministry or has been in the ministry,
mm-hmm.
There's been times when I had to actually or needed to actually go to another first lady.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of hard for me because of the rapport that we get all the time from this thing about first lady.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I want young women to look at me as Charvette.
Mm-hmm.
If they need to talk about anything, it's not, oh, we're going to talk to first lady. We're
mm-hmm.
going to talk to Charvette.
Mm-hmm.
Because Charvette is going to be real with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pretend to be anything that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's not, I don't want to place myself in that particular
wow.
position mm-hmm. where they feel intimidated to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, and I find that a lot of times younger women are afraid because of the rapport of the first lady
mm-hmm.
status
mm-hmm.
quote, you know,
mm-hmm.
deal.
And so we were talking about that, and I really wanted her to really mention that, because all of the women in the room agree, and I'm sure all of you agree, that women in general, when we walk into rooms, and everyone agreed that everyone judges you before they know who you are. And Darlene had some real, real, some real, real stuff to say about that.
Yes, I have a lot to say about that because I get that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I may walk into a room, and of course, I'm going to be fresh.
She's got that swag.
I got that favor. God has
ooh,
given me that favor. So
Don't you make me run this morning.
And it's not being conceited.
I don't have enough deodorant on for that this morning.
Right.
I'm sweating.
I walk in the room with confidence, and you look at me and you say, oh, I just can't stand her.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? I don't even know my name. But you don't like me. Only thing you know is that I'm the woman that runs Sylvia's. Or some of you may say, oh, that's that woman, Darlene. And you just assume that you don't like me. A lot of people go on my Facebook,
mm-hmm.
read the about status, and it'll tell you, to get to know me is to love me.
Absolutely.
I'm a very lovable person.
Mm-hmm.
I love everybody. But you're not going to walk all over me. No, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I walk in the room and you see that I'm favored,
mm-hmm.
don't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that, because what God has done for me, he can definitely do it for you.
And you know
that's
what they
right.
say about favor? It ain't fair.
That's right.
That's why they call it favor.
And so, Lisa, you said to Darlene, I love you, you're my twin. I get that too. what is it with us that we have to, instead of finding what's beautiful and what's good, we find what we think is automatically wrong?
Well, we're all guilty of it. And
absolutely.
Although some of us probably get it more than others, we have all done it to someone at some point.
Absolutely.
We've been guilty of it.
Absolutely.
It goes back.
And wait a minute. Let me just stop you right there, because that is the authentic, real truth. We have all,
we all do it. We all do. And it goes back to the word that
Charvette
used was intimidation. Intimidation is a very big word, and you can sit and you can turn it and look at it at all different angles. And in every relationship, whether it be your relationship with the Lord,
right.
whether it be the relationship with your husband, your kids, your parents, your friends,
exactly.
your coworkers, your boss,
right.
y'all, all of these emotions are available to you in every single relationship that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people won't go talk to the priest. Or their pastor. That's why they're there. Oh, well, I'd be so ashamed. Why do you think they're there? They're
mm-hmm.
giving you the gospel to lead you in the right
mm-hmm.
direction to make those necessary changes. we are all guilty of these personality traits. It is human nature for us to judge. Oh, look at their car. Oh, look at her nails. Oh, mm-hmm. look at her shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, because of our own insecurities. Mm-hmm. You said earlier, get out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
Turn this inward on yourself
mm-hmm.
and make the necessary changes. I had someone stand in my face 2 weeks ago and refer to me as pretentious.
To your face.
Yes, to my face. Now, look, girl, I'm trying to give you constructive criticism.
Whoa.
So don't take it the wrong way. I like you. However, you're pretentious.
I like you, however.
You're pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
You're a prima donna. You need to loosen up.
Mm-hmm. And you say what to her? How do you receive that?
Thank you so much. I will never forget. Now, don't get mad about, oh, no, but I'll never forget you said it. Healthy boundaries.
Was this
people.
A friend? Was this a friend, Lisa?
Healthy boundaries.
Was this somebody that you call friend?
People use the friend word friend
very loosely.
Too loosely.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. An associate.
Okay.
A friend is someone I know who guards my heart mm-hmm. like they would guard their own.
Right.
This is an associate. Mm-hmm. And I have limited. I have created all. I got like, look, I got my.
She's got her hands up, y'all. So
that's
like
right.
She's making her.
I have
the,
a
bubble. Yeah, a shield.
I am Wonder Woman. I got the little red bustier mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. red boots right. and the little shorts. You know.
But how did that make you feel, though? I mean, really, honestly, how did that make you feel? Because this is obviously somebody
my
that's a part of your life.
My first response was, oh, man, I am so sorry. I had hoped you were going to make the choice to really get to know me and not choose read the book by its cover.
Wow.
Right.
And but don't worry. It's okay. I'm not mad. Okay. Because mm-hmm. guess what? I don't have enough energy to be mad at with everybody else's insecurities.
Absolutely.
I'm exhausted. Exactly. And you know what? You, and when I say you, I mean you in general.
Absolutely.
You should not be exhaust yourself with so many people's insecurities.
Right.
Move on. Mm-hmm. People, move on. Right. Take that energy. Worry about your marriage. Take
but,
that energy.
But doesn't
worry about
it? But doesn't it hurt, though? And
it
Darlene,
does hurt.
And when
it
people hurts. Walk in, when you walk into a room or you walk into a space where this may be your first time, you may be meeting new people, and you do walk in with your swag, you do walk in with your favor, but we're still human. It does hurt, doesn't it?
Well, to be honest, Carlette, I'm gonna be strictly
keep it real.
Honest with you. I'm going to keep it real. When it first started, it did hurt. But now I have given it to God.
Mm-hmm.
People going to watch.
But it's
give
a maturity thing on
give
your part.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Give them something to look at.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
give them something to look at, baby, because I take no prisons. I keep them. I keep them. When they look, I swing it.
Mm-hmm.
You got fries.
You got that swag. You
and
got
you
that
know,
swag.
You tend to do
because,
that.
Mm-hmm. Because you come to a point in your life, you put negative people on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
right.
You go straight to the positive people and mm-hmm. you let them know what's up and you're talking and you're kicking
right.
with them and everything is going good. You know, you just kind of put those people in the back of your mind and
right.
leave them there.
Right.
And I thank God for his favor, for giving me peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about what people say, who don't like me, who told a lie. Forget about that. That
mm-hmm.
doesn't worry me. That doesn't bother me at all anymore. And some people might say, no, you can't be telling the truth. Oh, yes, I can. The man, the God I serve.
Oh, yeah.
He
that's
has
right.
put that
well,
in.
And that's
he
why
has,
you have friends.
He has put that
mm-hmm.
in.
And you have associates.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You, have you
true.
Create your own healthy boundaries.
That's right.
You, and
that's
you
right.
keep from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep what's real close. Because what's real is what's going to get you through the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Exactly that's right.
And those are the women that can be honest mm-hmm. with you without trying to tear you down. Most
that's
people
exactly
want
right.
to tear you down and put you back together like their own Humpty Dumpty, all disconfigurated.
Yes,
I heard that. I heard that the other day. My daughter and I like to watch that show, Pretty Little Liars. Y'all watch that crazy show?
I saw it. Mm. I saw it.
Them little girls got some drama going yeah, on, and I loved it.
Well, let me
it.
Just
hysterical.
Say this: nobody's paying our bills,
that's
so you
right.
know
baby,
what?
You pay my taxes.
They don't even matter. Hey, everybody! It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and you're on point. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get yourself.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started, it's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is Real Women, Real Talk Friday. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, he's serving Avoyelles Parish. Here's the number, 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, and Davis One Stop if you're traveling north or south. On Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. And I'm going to tell you, this is such wonderful therapeutic conversation. And I hope that you're listening in. We're getting a lot of blogs from people on Facebook. We're getting a lot of information from people that are listening in. And I know everybody has something to say about the way that women treat each other. And before we went to the break, we were talking about our feelings about each other, Chervette, and you were saying that you had some situations where your feelings were really hurt by another woman.
Correct. Just elaborating a little bit on what Darlene was saying, at one point in time, my feelings used to be, you know, hurt because someone would always just look at me and just have a certain image of me because of who I am and what I look like.
And she's
like
beautiful.
Darlene and everybody else said,
everybody's beautiful.
I'm jazzy,
uh-huh.
and I'm going to be jazzy at all times.
Uh-huh.
So that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I had a young lady tell me when I was starting a job and we was in training or whatever, and after knowing me for like 2 or 3 weeks of being in training, she told me, she said, I have to be honest with you about something. I was, okay, I didn't like you when you walked in the building.
Wow.
Like instantly. And she told me I instantly didn't like you. And of course I asked her why. And she said, I automatically assumed you were bougie.
Bougie.
And that was the word she used.
Uh-huh.
She said, I saw the Coach bag.
Uh-huh.
I saw the stilettos. And I saw this and I saw that. And I automatically just thought, knew I wasn't going to like you because she's a bougie female. She's going to be one that.
And then she probably added another B to the end of that.
She did. I'm being nice now. That's right. And she did.
It That's rhymes right. with witch.
And itch.
That's right. And twitch. And I can tell, Lamia, that you want to hop in on that.
And you know what? That's so funny because, and I say this now, when I met my boyfriend at the time, he had said, you know, it was, you were part of that S&S, suits and shoes click. S&S. I'm like, what is that? Suits and shoes. You're up there with the click, the uppity class people that, you know, men don't want to talk to you because you look like you're stuck up, you're bougie.
I heard that one too.
You know, and then when you tell them what you do, they're intimidated by the job. So, of course, we have a lot of women that are going to be single, not because they are stuck up or they are bougie. It's because men are intimidated by looking at them to say, well, I don't think I'm going to talk to her because either my job status is not what hers could be or whatever, if they know your occupation. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with that per se. Because if you're a good man, it doesn't matter what your job title is. You're a good man. As long as you work hard every day. And then when it comes to females, they shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
Darlene, what are you saying over there? I see you.
Girl, I love you. I love you. In high school, my mama tell you, if they wasn't a star basketball team and they didn't have a car, they couldn't holler at Darlene. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. And to this day, I feel like every woman, if they're going to date a man, they should date somebody with some high standards, morals, and a God-fearing man. Not just, women better pick, they better pick them. I was being facetious
when I was rubbing my fingers together, making the money sign. Because you can have a good man who works his little self to death,
and he's
honorable and doesn't cheat and lie and run around on you.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I mean, he's running in the money. He's rolling in the money. But I do want to go back to what you said.
What
Chervette said. I don't mean that's rude to point. We've got Chervette. We've got Charvette. Y'all got me spinning this morning. Anyway, I want to know, because we all have this story in our life about a woman who has had the strength to come up and say, you know what?
I was wrong about you.
I was wrong.
That's right.
What was your relationship, or did it ever go anywhere beyond that conversation?
Oh, we became real good friends.
And that's awesome.
And that's how it happens. And Charvette, I want to point to you because I know that you're seeing and dealing with a lot of women in a lot of different capacities. You know, talk about these issues that you're seeing with women and how we judge each other when we walk into the room, especially church.
That's why the status quo of first lady is something that I don't agree with, because there are issues that women deal with on a daily basis. And I just go back to always saying that even myself, I mean, I have times when I need someone or I need to talk to someone and have felt not able to go to that person because of what we're talking about right now. We're afraid to go to that person and say certain things because we're afraid that they may judge us by what we tell them. And 9 times out of 10, we are judged by what we tell a person.
Wow.
So I just find that I have to be careful in showing other young ladies, or ladies in particular, that it's okay to talk to someone. It's okay to go to someone with your feelings and letting them know what you feel and what's going on.
And you know what I call it? And I've been calling it this. I've been calling it taking the mask off.
Yes.
Right. And showing people your real authentic self. Now, you know what? I know that people are listening because I can feel in the spirit realm, and I can kind of feel sort of the laughter, and then I can feel the quiet. But you know what? If you're honest, we all do it, and we all have done it. Yes. But can we take the mask off to say that even though I might be wearing the right hairstyle, the right, in my case, the right weave, or the right outfit, the right shoes, carrying the right bag, that it's not until we take the mask off that we really understand who another woman or who another person is.
Right.
Or who they are seeing in us.
Or who they are seeing in us. I mean, you can't, I don't fault any woman for being well put together. Don't we all agree? I bet that's something we can all agree on.
That's right.
Every woman wants to look good. And she wants to put her best foot forward. And I've always said, if you wear a great pair of shoes in the room, it's an icebreaker. I'm going to add a caveat to that. Wear a great pair of shoes and bring a great bag.
That's right.
And you will win a lady because she's going to want to know where you got it from.
That's right.
It's a conversation starter. And I want to go back. I asked her for a reason. Mm-hmm. I keep doing that because I think y'all all can see us. I asked her a bit for a reason, the relationship outcome with this woman. And like I said, we all have this story. I have two particular situations where this has happened. And they said, oh, my God, Weez, I first met you. And, I couldn't stand you. These women, one has been my friend for over 20 years. The other one has immediately become one of my very close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so good when both of them said, you know what? Read the book by its cover. You are nothing what I feared. You are the most awesome person.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not thank her enough.
And what are we missing out? What are we missing out on when we look at someone and we make a decision before we even say hello?
You're missing out on the greatest opportunity to share love with someone.
That's right. And you know what? That could also be the person that helps you through your troubled time. Can lift you up,
or could be a that divine appointment for you.
That
person could have the key to what you've been praying for, but you have made a decision. And so, what I have decided, because if we're honest, and I'm honest, I'd say yes, I've done it.
Yes, we are.
But what God said to me is, He said, instead of looking for what's wrong, how tight her pants are, that how she's wrong for that outfit or whatever, He said, why don't you make a decision to look for what's right?
That's right. And we talked about this, like, during the break. I was saying that, you know, women come into my bank and they have on pajamas, slippers. I mean, I don't know what it is with pajamas.
I even try to find something good about that. Like,
you tried to find something good, you know, but my thing was, you say that, but you know.
Darlene said they're cute, but don't wear them to Walmart.
But you know, but this is my thing.
But what is it about that woman, though? But let's go a little bit deeper than that. What is it about her that made her decide, I'm going to just wear my pajamas to Walmart?
Her self-esteem.
Her self-esteem at that time. That's right.
Well, and I want to
I hear her saying, ain't nothing wrong with my self-esteem. I just didn't feel like putting on clothes.
And you know what? And my thing is, as a woman, when you look at her, like I said earlier, you look at that woman and I walk up to him because I'm very forward. And I say, you know what? Usually I see you are well put together. You are too beautiful to come out in your pajamas today. Take time to put some clothes on and come into the bank because you're too good for this. And we got to make sure that we assure that woman next to us, you are too good to roll out of your bed and walk into a store without putting on clothes.
And I will say, it takes a mighty big woman to give grace, verbal grace, to another woman.
Because
quick to thrash someone out versus give them verbal grace. You know, we talked a couple of months ago about the chatter in our heads, all the different personalities,
negative self-talk,
all the different voices we hear talking. Yes, I have multiple voices talking in my head if no one has caught that yet. When I'm going through the door at the Kroger and I see, you know, whoever doing whatever, and that little bad person jumps up in my head and says, now, you know, she's wrong for that. She knows better. Look at this. Look at that. There's another voice in my head saying, you know, you just need to pray for her. Mm-hmm. Something has got to be wrong for her to be able to be that way, whether it be weight, clothes, bad hair choice, whatever. There is something that has caused her pray. And so I have tried really hard since we started talking about all this. And I've shared this with my kids. You know what? It is natural to think a negative thought. Natural to shoot a prayer out right behind it.
That's it.
Can't stop that. Look, I'm going to turn around, I'm going to look and go, oh, no, she didn't do that. And I've done it already. I have already done it.
But you can change. You can change that. Hey, everybody, I got to get a quick break here. We want you to know it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. If you're underway or on your way, it's 21 After. We're back right after this.
The smell of you in every single dream I dream. I'm
health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Friday, and you're on point. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's up?
318. Sylvia's, what's happening down there in Bunkie? And Sylvia's, what's happening in Opelousas? Sherry, good morning. I know you guys are on point. Thank you so much for all that you do, not just for the OPT Network, but for the communities that you serve. Also, our great friends at McDonald's of Pineville. This morning, it's all about real women, real talk, joined by Lamia Solomon, Darlene St. Romain, Chervette Washington, Lisa Campo, and Charvette Robinson. And you know what? I can just feel. I don't know if you guys can feel this, but I always feel the anointing of God when something is breaking, something is happening. And every time we do this, something happens. My sister says, my real sister, I've got a lot of sisters, but my real sister says, I don't know what happens when you get them women in there. It's like you done shot some some truth serum in them. But you know what? I appreciate all the women that come. And my sister who's listening, Zelda, visiting in from Illinois, good morning. I love you. And I just want to say to you guys that this is such incredible conversation. And we were all talking about things that we can do to get better and judging other women before we know their stories, before we know who they are. And I said during the break that DC and I always talk about Darlene, and we talk about how proud we are of her accomplishments and how we really do everything that we can to catapult what she's doing, to catapult her business, because we believe that when we water others, God waters us.
Right.
And we were saying, you know, all too often we want what others have, but we're not willing to make the sacrifices that they make. And if we're really honest, Lisa, what we realize is we're probably jealous of that person. They probably have something we want.
Well, you have to be careful what you wish for, because you look around and you don't know what's going on behind closed doors, okay? And I have learned the grass ain't got no greener. It's just closer to that septic tank.
Septic tank?
That's right.
What? Hey, what do you fertilize your yard with? Okay, that's what makes it greener. And so you have to be really careful. She may drive a Jag. She may pack
the bags. She drives a Rover truck. Did you drive it this morning?
She may wear the most expensive pair of shoes, but you don't know the heartbreak in her heart that she may carry.
Or the work.
Or the lack of love that she has in her marriage. Or y'all, and I'm just using that as an example. There are so many examples. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Or you don't know the work.
Careful.
The struggle.
What you wish. And like you said, you know, you see, and I'm going to give a shout out, Lisa Love. Everybody knows Lisa Love. She looks like $1 million. But none of us want to get off the sofa and quit eating our ice cream to get up and go look like Lisa Love.
Absolutely.
My mother-in-law used to say she'd put her Jane Fonda videotape on and sit down with a pint of ice cream and eat her ice cream while Jane Fonda did her thing. So you look around at these people who have things. Are you willing to go?
Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to do what Darlene does?
That's
you willing to work and to put her family to work and to work on holidays and to do all of the things that she's willing to do to have what she has? And why don't we just say, Darlene, you got it going on. How are you doing it?
And you know what? A lot of people don't realize, Darlene, and I take my hat off to you too, because it is a lot of work owning your own business, because when everybody else goes home, you're still working. It is a 24-hour a day, 7 days a week job, because when nobody else has
What holiday was that that we came there and we were all working on the holiday? Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
And look, when a client calls, you're never going to tell them no.
That's right.
And you think that when you work, like I'm working from home right now, I've got a laptop. I'm running apps till 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, absolutely.
But guess what? That's my job.
That's right.
My company.
That's right.
My baby's. You are working towards your baby's.
That's right.
You're not working for corporate America who's pocketing more than 50% more than 75%.
Absolutely.
Game, and sending you home with Penny.
And you know what? And I also saying, I go back over here to Charvette, that, you know, your husband, he's a minister. That's a 24-hour a day, seven days a week job. So while, you know, we do complain, okay, this minister might be doing this or this minister might be doing that, but you know what? That minister is on call for you every day, all day. And I'm sure there's times your husband has gotten out of bed to go see about someone sick, or your husband has gotten out of bed to go check on somebody's child that has went to jail. You know, and I take my hat off and I always give a shout out to Bread of Life, Pastor Wiley Shaw, because he does that.
Life.
He
Absolutely.
Will get up out of his bed and, okay, Courtney Shaw and Jasmine Guidry also, but he will get up out of his bed and go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It doesn't matter. And, you know, I tell Linda all the time, when I talk to her, you know what, Pastor gets down. And, you know, now that's what you call an on-call messenger.
But you know what?
Because
and then we look at the first ladies and we look at the pastors and we see the things that they have and they should be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And people say they want what they have, but are they willing to count the cost?
That's right.
Are they willing
to
pay
the
price?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer in most cases is probably no.
No.
And so this is what I want to say to women this morning who are listening. I want to say, first of all, we all, everyone in the room, everyone listening, need to be in search of the authenticity of self. whatever our shortcomings are. See, sometimes what we project on others is really coming from ourselves.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's our own fears.
It's our own fears. It's our own doubt. It's our own insecurities. It's okay. We all have them. But the way to get over it is to be true to yourself.
And another thing I want to say, too, is know your purpose. Dolly's purpose may not be mine.
And it's not.
You know,
and
another thing, you know, her blessings are not our blessings.
That's right.
You know, it's a season and a reason for everything. It may be Darlene's time right now.
That's powerful.
I love the fact that you use the word seasons, because that is very important and it's very powerful. Seasons, just like chapters.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're going to go through them in and out of your life.
That's
and
right.
You've got to know when it's time to go, when it's time to sit still and listen and wait on Him, when
and
it's time to listen to the Lord, when it's time to get up and move with this. The seasons is very important. We go through seasons with our babies as they grow and go into their own lives.
That's
we go through seasons in our marriages.
Mm-hmm.
People go up and down in love and strength in their marriages.
Mm-hmm.
That's natural, people. That don't mean it's over.
It doesn't mean it's over.
That's right.
And it goes back, what is it, my favorite sermon? Your time in the valley. You forge through that valley, because there's I can't think of the I can't think of it, but I know that there is the story. I can't think of the title of it, where they wanted to set their tents up on the mountaintop with Jesus, and He told them, no, you can't set your tents up here. You've got to go back down into the valley and forge your way through the valley. Your mountaintop moments will be far and few between, but they will not mean what they mean to you unless you spend your time
in the valley.
And that's just what we said, working for it.
That's right.
Making your way. You will spend 90% of your life in the valley, but be blessed, sprinkled with mountaintop moments.
Absolutely.
Great. And you know what? I'm sitting up here because, you know, I have a revelation moment, and I do that. Like, I realize when I mess up and I know my errors of my ways. And so while I was sitting here listening to Lisa, you know, I was telling you that me and my boyfriend had split and all this different jazz or whatever. But then as I listened to Lisa, I said, you know what? This could be one of those valley moments.
That's right.
That, okay, we're not actually split. We may be on an out, and we probably said some really crazy and hurtful things, because when you're mad, you're going to speak in that mad tone.
You need to give yourself
a timeout. This is a public apology. I got to give myself a nerve pill and a timeout. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it real. Okay, Stephen, I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to let it put out there. I'm sorry, because I need all of that. But I was just listening to you. And it's and you know, I have to say, when I'm wrong.
That's right.
And, you know, we both agree that we got that problem, you know.
Right.
So this might be one of those valley moments, and I might need a hilltop later.
Is that an epiphany? That was an epiphany.
Yeah, that was me just looking at her going, you know what? I'm in the doggone valley right now. What am I doing?
We are living in a world.
And I must be crazy. I'm giving up my man. I'm in a valley, and I don't want to work with him through the valley. God knows. He didn't work with me. Golly, we through the valley. I went to hell and came back.
No, but listen.
Amen. I need prayer, First Lady.
Wait a minute.
First Lady, give me prayer when we got. Oh, it's your husband. I need your husband.
No, come over here and bring your forehead. Let me lay hands on you.
We are living in a world of instant gratification.
I'm going to do that.
Go ahead,
we are living in a world of instant gratification. We are raising children in a world of instant gratification. Our ancestors work like dogs for what they had in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, this is too quick, too much. You jumped on that horse too quick and ended that. I know you did. Listen, what I am trying to teach my children right now, we had this conversation this week. You have got to understand your relationship.
Hey, it's a minister to you.
I'm sorry.
Listen to me, girl.
Lisa, minister
your relationship
to you, right?
with.
I'm calling him back. Let me get his number. Call him, David. Call him. Let me get you the number. I just turned the phone off. Let me get you the new number. We're going to turn it live. Call him. Call him back.
No. Listen to me.
Let Lisa minister to you.
Listen to me. This is very serious. Every relationship that you have in life will have its ups and downs. You will pull away and you will reattract, whether it be with the Lord, your husband, your children, your children's friends, your friends. I'm trying to make my children understand that no relationship is perfect. You have to work on it.
That's right.
You have to balance and judge, weigh the negatives and the positives. If the negatives outweigh the positives, then dump it. If the positives outweigh the negatives, then keep it. But build healthy boundaries so you are not that relationship's victim.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's powerful.
So, you know, you thinking God let me down and you move away from mm-hmm. him. No, baby, God didn't let you down.
That's right.
You're not listening.
That's right.
That's right.
You're not listening, sis. And you know what? I am pointing and right you know now. What? I'm giving you the wicked finger.
And you know what this is about? You know what this is really about? It's about real women helping women. That's what it's really about.
You be shamed. I'm shaming you.
I'm shamed. Oh, my God.
It's about us helping each other, and it's about understanding that sometimes in life, if you live, you're going to have some valleys.
That's right. If you're going to have some valleys. You're going to have valleys.
But the producer has done an amazing thing. Stephen, good morning. And welcome to the OPT Network. This is Real Women, Real Talk. And it's all about women. And I've got somebody here that just had a revelation this morning about being in that valley. And she has something that she wants to say to you. Lamia, say
hey,
good morning.
Hey, Stephen. Good morning.
Hey. Stephen.
You know what? I was just sitting up here talking to Lisa. And, you know, maybe I'm going through this valley. Actually, I know we're going through this valley right now. So this is a public apology because I didn't stick by you. I didn't stick by you. I should have done my part at the beginning of the relationship as a woman to keep you happy, and I didn't do my part. So, therefore, you wouldn't have had to do the things you done. So, I love you anyway.
Oh, Stephen.
You going to take me back?
Stephen, what do you say?
Wow. That's a tear.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I do appreciate it, and you do mean the world to me. And I love you too.
Oh.
And I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Wait. Stephen, go ahead.
And look, I'm sorry for my actions. I'm truly am. Like, you do mean the world to me. And I'm sorry for my actions also.
Wow. It doesn't get any more real than that.
Hey, congratulations on your mountaintop moment.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God.
Oh, my. Everybody is crying. Hey, this is what it's called being real.
That's right.
Saying
that's right.
When you're wrong, identifying it, admitting it, and making amends.
That's right.
Stephen, thank you for being such a great
Thanks,
sport
Steve.
This morning.
Oh, thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Absolutely.
You too.
Oh, my goodness. It doesn't get any better than that. Now, Lamia, how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel great.
A real woman, a real woman has the courage to say, I was wrong.
That's right. I admit to what my wrongdoing. And then, you know, there's a lot of women that's out there that says, you know what? It's always what the man is doing, But what about what we do?
That's right. You're right.
If we're not standing by them 110% when they need us, like they may... We don't know how they think, what their makeup is all the time.
Venus and Mars, baby. Venus mm-hmm. and Mars.
That's mm-hmm. right. And so if we don't know that.
We do speak a different language.
So, you know, in my relationship, like he says, you know what? I felt unwanted because you're so independent that I felt like you really did need me and you weren't showing that. Well, you know what?
And
absolutely right.
As women,
we'll run our man away trying to be too doggone independent.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you one thing. As women, we have to really understand men and how they work. And they need to feel like conquerors. They need to feel like the man who is bringing something as opposed to you being so strong. Now that's controversial because women have taken different roles. But there's still some things, if you want to hang on to your man, you want him to feel like a man, that you got to do. I'm sorry.
That's okay, right. Let me put this on the table. We've talked about this a couple of months ago, and there's the word. When we were reading the 50 Shades of Grey, mm-hmm. y'all, this ain't mommy porn. Get over it. If you look deep in your heart and get the meaning of these books, it is so important for you to submit in your relationships. Mm-hmm. Again, it doesn't matter if it's the Lord, your husband, your children. You have got to submit completely in these relationships in order to receive that love back. You are holding, you're withholding what you can give.
Darlene said her phone is blowing up. Yeah. Our phone in the studio is blowing up. My phone is blowing up. Y'all, this is about real women helping women. Stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here. I love it. We're back after this.
Oh, look.
pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
something. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you something.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And if you're joining, it's 8:48. We want to remind you to stay engaged, get there safely. And whatever you do, stay on point for Real Women Real Talk every single Friday. We're joined this morning by Lamia Solomon, Darlene St. Romain, Charvette Washington, Lisa Campo, and Charvette Robinson. Charvette, you wanted to share something real quick.
Yes, I was looking, and I have a quote that I'd like to just quote out to all of the beautiful ladies this morning. And it says, "You are amazing as you are, stronger than you know, more beautiful than you think, worthier than you believe, more love than you can ever imagine, passionate about making a difference, fiery when protecting those you love, learning, growing, not alone, warm, giving, generous, quirky, sexy, funny, smart, flawed, whole, scared, brave, and so much more. Be strong, be confident, and be you."
Oh, I love it.
All right.
Most importantly, we're all of those things, Lisa, all of those personalities, all of those fears, all of those anxieties, beautiful, amazing, all of those amazing adjectives, but we just gotta be us. And before we have so many other things to say, but I just want to say this because this morning has invoked a lot of callers and a lot of text messages, a lot of people on Facebook, a lot of people listening via the internet. The men really felt us this morning, and they said, you know what, it's really good when women can say they're wrong. And I said to the ladies, for a lot of years in my marriage, I felt like everything that was wrong had to do with D.C., and if we wouldn't have had those issues, if he wouldn't have had issues, then the relationship would have been perfect. But what I am learning, what I continue to learn, is that it's hard for me to look at me.
That's right.
And to understand that I'm flawed. And see, what we don't want to do as women is we don't want to look at ourselves and say, do I do that?
Right.
Am I that?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You'll cut somebody.
Yes.
You know, because it's hard to be honest and truthful with self. That's what makes our relationships better, Lamia, what you did this morning, when you can look down and have that revelatory moment, have that epiphany, and say, you know what? I played a role in that. I did that. I was wrong.
Right. And, you know, it's so funny because, believe it or not, women have such a dominant personality in relationships now. We're not that submissive woman anymore. We're taking over,
but
we're,
you know,
much,
what?
We're not
but
giving the
gotta,
man.
But we've
got to
get back. But we've got to get back to that because
yes.
A man
is
that's
a king.
A man that is really a man is not going to let you treat him anything other than like a man.
That's right. True.
So exactly you right. Asked me at the beginning of the segment, what? How do we get out of our way?
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard Charlotte.
Charvette.
Charvette. Sorry, y'all give me a hard time with these two names that are so close together. You just listed, as you listed all these adjectives, I could see these women. They're me. It's my face wearing a different outfit for each adjective in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have these personalities in us.
Right.
Get out of our way. You mm-hmm. want to get out of your own way? Get these personalities in order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said in a segment before, when you show up as your husband's sex goddess to the PTA meeting, oh, sister, you have messed up.
Oh,
you
yeah.
got the wrong personality
That's
for the
right.
event.
That's right.
Get your life in order.
Mm-hmm.
Get all of these emotions in order. Get in check with yourself.
But see,
you know,
Lisa, you can't do that until you learn to
you
tell the truth.
You got to be honest with
yourself.
Right. You got to be honest.
And see. It's like Dr. Robin said, and I keep going back to Dr. Robin. If you guys don't remember Dr. Robin, she was on Oprah a lot during the Oprah Winfrey Show. Then she went on to Oprah and Friends. Well, she came on the show a few weeks ago with her new book called Hungry. And hungry encompasses what many of us are in life. We're hungry for love. We're hungry for the right relationship. We're hungry for acceptance. We're hungry to be the right size. We're hungry. You name it, and we're hungry for it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, until you can really be honest, gut-wrenchingly honest, she mm-hmm. said, you know what? The word says that the truth will set you or make you free.
Mm-hmm.
But before you get free, you got to go down in the valley.
Your own lies can keep you in bondage. And let me,
your own lies.
We're scared of being hurt.
You have got
hurt.
To look at the fact that when you, this is an everyday challenge. Y'all, I don't have it together. I have to put my feet on the floor every single morning and say, today, I'm going to try and hold it together a little bit better than yesterday.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to get my girls to walk a straighter line today. When I say my girls, I mean all my different chefs, my personality's going on.
I thought you were talking about your breasts because I was like, your girls are just not that big.
That's just a good bra. Anyway, that's empty. That's just a good bra. It's with your marriage, with your relationship with your kids, your career. Mm-hmm. Put your feet on the floor, and today you're going to be stronger and a little bit better than you were yesterday. That's if you look at, everybody looks around and they're like, oh, she thinks she's all that. She's got it all together. I'm a hot mess.
You don't know my story.
Quit judging me. I'm a hot mess. It's just good hair and makeup.
That's it. We're all working to figure it out. And when we look at each other as women and we understand that every woman is having, Maya Angelou said it best. She said, we're all more alike than we are different. It doesn't matter whether we're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Latino. We're all more alike than we are unalike. And when we get into acceptance, but see, ladies, acceptance doesn't come until you start with truth. So until you start with truth, you can't even have the conversation. Mm-hmm. I got to switch gears here, though, but I got to talk about what Darlene is doing in the community. Darlene, you are doing another incredible feat for the community to get better. And it's all about our children and ourselves. And obesity.
Yes, we're hosting our Spring Into Fitness and the Fight Against Childhood Obesity. It's scheduled for April the 7th. That's a Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5. I really want to let everybody know to get the kids out. I want them to know that it's going to be fun. Cupid is going to be out there making the kids do it with your boots on.
They're making your kids do it with the boots on.
They're going to be dancing. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are wearing their boots. Mm-hmm. You get there early, you're going to get a free t-shirt. You get to dance with Cupid. You're going to get to dance with the Diamond Divas.
But, Darlene, before you do that, how was this birthed? What made you decide we got to do something about obesity in our community?
Well, to be honest, Louisiana, I love Louisiana. Every time I go off on vacation, when I think about Louisiana, I love Louisiana. But the food is so rich here. We have a lot of children and other individuals that are just extremely overweight. Mm-hmm. The kids eat any and everything, and I'm guilty of that for letting my kids eat just about any and everything. And I just feel like everyone needs to start getting their kids on a better scale of eating, just letting them do whatever, eat whatever.
Right.
Because diabetes, high blood pressure, all these.
And all of the people right there in Bunky, there is a dialysis center that is loaded with people having to do with diabetes and hypertension. I mean, it's a hub right there. And so when I say every single morning what Gandhi says about being the change that we want to see, our family is doing a new thing with food. And you know what? It starts with women setting the tone. And we go to the grocery stores for most of us. We are the people that bring and stock the cupboard. That's right. We've got to do better.
That's right.
In order for our kids to do better, we've got to do better. And you know what I'm learning more and more is that we can learn from our kids, but we've got to be good teachers. We've got to be good leaders. And it starts with us. And so, Darlene, talk about the excitement and the energy that you know is going to be out there on April the 7th.
Yeah, like I was saying, Cupid is going to be out there. The kids are going to be doing it with their boots on. They're going to be doing the Cupid Shuffle. They're going to be doing other line dances. The Bunker High cheerleaders are going to be participating. Diamond Divas Dream Team, Charming Divas Dance Line, Ice, the Street Montana. We also going to have the Essence Social Club. Miss Charvette is over there representing the Social Club.
All right.
Ambitious Ladies of Perfection will be there. Dignified Divas, of course, is going to be there. We have Miss Charvette here talking about them. The I-49 Riders, Regions.
Darlene, everybody's going to be there.
Life Share, yeah.
Everybody's going to be there.
Yes.
And we want you to be there, too. It's April the 7th. We're going to be announcing it. We're going to even have Cupid come on and talk about it. It's going to be an incredible time, and we're going to tell you more about it as it approaches. I want to thank everybody. The morning goes by way too quickly. Lamia Solomon, Darlene St. Romain, Charvette Washington, Lisa Campo, and Charvette Robinson. You guys have been amazing. And all of you who are listening, who are on point, all of you have been amazing. And you know what this is about? This is more than just real women, real talk. It's about real women helping women. And when we get to that and we get to our self-truth, then and only then are we going to be better. We are going to stop competing. We're going to stop the pettiness, and we are going to start to love each other, because guess what? The woman that you are competing with, the woman that you hate, that you don't even know, may be the key to your future.
That's right.
And until you put it down and let it go and get out of your way, it was very prophetic that God said to talk about getting out of your way. I hope it's a thought that you will all ponder. Everyone in the room, I know that I will, and all of you listening. And as always, we want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. Love yourself and be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Corlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentous Monday.
And I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I found the clothes I'm wearing.